has been constantly on the wire keeping us up to date with politics in the country's capital. I spoke to him earlier today and asked him how we'll remember the year 2013.
Well, we've had a change of government, which doesn't happen very often at all. They're usually once in a decade events. This change of government, I guess, was a little bit shorter than that. After a tremendously tumultuous hung parliament, but the year ends without the kind of perhaps the certainty and more traditional politics that people, I suspect, were hoping for. Given the very difficult start that the Abbott government has had in the 3 months since it was elected, it's got off to probably the worst start that we've seen from a government for many decades. And if people were looking for being more comfortable and relaxed, to use John Howard's expression, under a majority government and under a majority Abbott government, unfortunately, that hasn't been provided, given the sorts of things that have been happening, and most particularly the difficulties that are facing Qantas and obviously Holden.
How much do you hold the government responsible for the things that have been happening, and how much has it just been sheer bad luck, bad timing?
Oh, I think most of it's just been bad luck. I mean, there is the problems around Qantas are not of the government's making at all. And I think the government's instinctive approach, which is to try and free Qantas from the shackles of its foreign investment restrictions, is the right thing to do. But it's just sheer bad timing that the government has had to address what has been a long developing problem, given the poor performance of Qantas management. So that one's entirely unrelated to the performance of the government, and they haven't handled it too badly so far. But I think there's a very long way for that saga to play out. With Holden, I mean, I think the government has actually handled it quite poorly, but they've ended up making the right decision, which is that really to start the process of weaning us off a reliance on a car industry that needs to be subsidised. The problem is that the government's commitment to a methodical, adult, mature kind of governance, which is a key thing that they promised, which they've been insisting on ever since they were elected, really hasn't been fulfilled in this case. We had an initial commitment that the government would refer the whole matter to the Productivity Commission, then it would make a decision about further assistance to Holden, and that degenerated very rapidly into internal leaking against Ian McFarlane, the one minister in cabinet with a determination to or an interest in supporting the car industry, and then Joe Hockey basically publicly attacking the car industry. So the whole process has really spiraled out of control, and it's probably delivered an outcome that the government expected further down the track but didn't expect to happen quite so quickly.
When we look back on 2013, what do you think in 10 years' time, will we see that this was the year that certain things emerged that are going to have a big effect in the future?
Look, I think long-term, the most significant thing that's emerged this year has been the revelations from Edward Snowden that have exposed basically a global surveillance state in which there's very little chance of escape if you use telecommunications or you use the internet. And the sort of things that we've been seeing from the National Security Agency, from GCHQ in the UK, from the Defence Signals Director in Australia, is incompatible with a functional democracy. That's the important thing. In all this, it doesn't matter, in a sense, whether we bugged President Yudhoyono's phone. That will be a passing irritant in Australia's relations with Indonesia compared to the long-term damage that will accumulate from the fact that our press can no longer function in the way that it should, and that governments have this kind of permanent winning hand when it comes to the issue of information symmetry. I mean, you can't have a democracy where governments know everything about their citizens and their citizens know nothing about their government. You need some sort of information symmetry. And the more asymmetric that relationship becomes, the more unsustainable it becomes.
That's Bernard Keane. He's been our regular correspondent on The Wire all through 2013 with his summary. The issue that will go on and on from 2013, he reckons, I think a lot of people agree, will be surveillance.